Going over the wall, I'm Barry Diamond. Well, the presence of Hendrick Motorsports representatives were requested at the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series hauler after last Sunday's season finale race for disobeying a NASCAR directive. Doug Ducharme, Executive Vice President and General Manager of Hendrick Motorsports, and Chad Nouse, Crew Chief for the number 48 Chevrolet and six-time series champion Jimmy Johnson, were among those called to the hauler at Homestead Miami Speedway. Though a summons to the NASCAR's garage version of the principal's office usually carries a certain amount of gloom and doom, NASCAR Senior Vice President of Competition and Racing Development, Robin Pemberton, said the discussion was no monumental dust-up. Ducharme said that the disagreement centered on whether Chad Nouse's crew was allowed to place a wheel spacer on the number 48 Chevy. Ducharme said that adding a wheel spacer was a, quote, common situation, but Pemberton would not say whether the maneuver was a violation of NASCAR rules. Pemberton did say that there would be no penalties or further action taken by NASCAR officials, adding that had Chad Nouse asked permission to place the wheel spacer, the disagreement would have blown over. By the way, Pemberton also added that the race officials' decision to park the Go Fast Racing number 32 entry driven by Blake Koch was for disobeying a directive from the race control tower. Koch's car played a role in the final two caution periods in the Ford EcoBoost 400, first in a two-car crash with J.J. Yaley, and the second one for dropping debris. And Robin Pemberton also said that a review of the rear suspension parts that officials confiscated from the Roush Fenway Racing number 17 Ford, which is driven by Ricky Stenhouse Jr., would begin today at the NASCAR Research and Development Center in Concord, North Carolina. They're looking to see if anything was wrong there. And that is a look at what's going over the wall. I'm Barry Diamond.